In the first reading today, we hear about Moses speaking to the people and relating to them the promise that God had made, and that is that God will raise up a prophet like Moses. And he tells them that the people have to listen to the words that come out of the prophet's mouth, and whoever doesn't listen to them, God himself will make that person pay for it. So we need to then ask ourselves, who's the prophet? In the Old Testament, Elijah is considered to be the greatest of all of the prophets. But nowhere does anyone call Elijah the prophet. Nor do we see that title being given to any of the Old Testament prophets. And so the people were waiting, knowing that this promise had been made by God to Moses. And for all these years, they had been waiting, 1,500 years at the time of our Lord. We remember when St. John the Baptist began preaching and baptizing people, and the scribes and Pharisees came to him, and they asked him, "Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." They said, "Are you the prophet?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the Christ?" "I am not." So again, they're specifically looking for the one who is the prophet. Not just a prophet, the prophet. And then when our Lord began his public ministry, in the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel, we hear about our Lord walking across the water and then feeding the people in the desert with the loaves and fishes. And the people said, "Is this the prophet?" And then in the seventh chapter of St. John's Gospel, we hear the people saying, "Surely this is the prophet." So this is the one that had been waited for, one that would show himself to be like Moses, because it was through Moses that the people received the bread out in the desert, the manna for 40 years. It was through Moses that the people walked through the water. So now Jesus is shown to be greater than Moses because he didn't have to open the water. He just walked across it. He fed the people with just a few loaves of bread and fed thousands of people. And so it's someone like Moses, and yet someone greater than Moses. And that's what the people had to be able to recognize. And we see the same thing at the transfiguration of our blessed Lord. Remember, at the transfiguration, Moses and Elijah appear to talk with Christ. Moses being the one who gave the law, Elijah being the one who represents the prophets, and yet here they are talking to Jesus, showing once again in that context that he is greater than they. So we have the greatest prophet, we have the lawgiver, and we have one who is greater. Then in the gospel reading today, right at the beginning of our Lord's public ministry, because this is still from the very first chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, we hear about Jesus going into the synagogue at Capernaum. Capernaum, remember, is the town where St. Peter and St. Andrew lived. So it was a fishing town right on the northern coast of the Lake of the Sea of Galilee. And it was there that our Lord began his public ministry and preaching to the people. In that town where he worked the majority of his miracles. And as the people listened to Jesus, they were astounded, we are told, because he taught as one having authority, not as the scribes. So in other words, the scribes were teaching the law. They weren't teaching anything that was false. But it was just repeating the truth. Jesus spoke the truth, but he spoke it in a different way. He spoke it with authority. not just repeating something that here's what it says, but because he is the truth, what he spoke was the word of God. And the people recognized it. And the demons recognized it. I know who you are, the demon said, the Holy One of God. And when Jesus rebuked the demon came out of the man. The people were amazed. And once again, they're looking at this going, wait a minute. So now, first we have a new teaching with authority, and he commands unclean spirits, and they obey him. So in other words, this is the prophet. This is the one who was promised. He is indeed the prophet. He is also the Messiah, the Christ. He is the Son of God. So he is like Moses, and yet at the same time, he is infinitely greater than Moses. He is like the other prophets, and yet he is far greater than all of the prophets. He speaks with authority, and demons must be obedient. And so we put all of that together, and now we bring it back to our own selves, and we ask, does Jesus have authority in my life? When he speaks, am I amazed at what he says? Or have I heard it so many times in my life, it goes in one ear and out the other, and I pretty much pay no attention? It was just Jesus speaking. He's just the Son of God. I don't really need to listen to that, do I? Do we? The demons are obedient to Jesus. How about you and me? Are we? Remember what we heard in the first reading. Anyone who will not listen to that one, I myself will make him pay for it, says the Lord. This is the prophet who was foretold. This is the one who would speak God's word. And if it's God's word and we choose not to listen to it, we're in trouble. Because either we're saying God's word doesn't matter to us, or we're saying it's not really God's word. If it's not God's word, why would I want to listen to it? The funny thing is that we're willing to listen to all kinds of other people who are spouting a whole bunch of garbage. We listen to them on the radio, we listen to them on the TV, we listen to them on podcasts, we listen to them on all kinds of different settings. And you'd think that we can't live without the opinions of these people. Here's one who spoke the truth. Not an opinion, the truth. But it's a funny thing that somehow we don't seem to think that we have to listen to him. We need the opinions of the talking heads. But we don't need the truth. We've got a problem, don't we? So we really need to look at that very seriously for our own self. Again, let me ask the questions that I asked already. Does Jesus have authority in my life? Does he? Or is he just a random or even distant part of your life? Yeah, I go to church on Sunday, but otherwise Jesus really doesn't have anything to do with my life. Is that the case? Do I hear the words that Jesus speaks, but I'd really rather be like everybody else? Or as it is these days, it's relativism. I can be God. I decide what's right and wrong for me. I don't need God telling me what's right or wrong. I can play God for myself. I decide, because after all, what does the church know? The Bible was written thousands of years ago. This is the 21st century. I mean, let's get with it, huh? We know better than God. We're pretty impressive, aren't we? It's going to be a tough day when we stand before God and try and explain to Him that we know better than Him. So again, does Jesus have authority in my life? Am I really willing to do what it is that He's asked me to do? And He's given us some commandments. And we blow those off like they really don't matter. So once again, does He have authority? I'm not even willing to do what He commands me to do, let alone follow the rest of His teaching. I mean, if it's convenient and it's what I wanted to do anyway, yeah, well, isn't that convenient? Jesus said the same thing that I wanted to do. So I guess I'll do what He wants because it was what I want. How about conforming ourselves to Jesus? That's what Christian life is supposed to be about. Not picking and choosing what we like about what He teaches, because that's not an option. Remember when the people didn't want to believe about the Eucharist, Jesus said, "You can leave." Looked at His apostles and said, "You want to leave too?" Picking and choosing isn't an option. Either He is God or He's not. If He is God, then every word that came out of His mouth is the word of God, and how are we going to say, "Well, I don't believe that. I don't need that. I don't have to listen to that. The talking head had a different opinion than Jesus, so I'll listen to the talking head, but not to Jesus." If He's God, and He is, then His word is truth. His word is absolute. His word cannot change. So we really need to look seriously at this. If the demons are going to be obedient to Him, why am I thinking I don't need to be? It's granted He gave us a free will. We have to choose whether we're going to be obedient or not. The demons don't have an option. But to choose to be obedient is to choose freedom. Because remember, God only wants what is the best. So if we choose something other than God, we're choosing what is not the best. Why would we want to do that? So maybe what we really need to do is pray about this. And again, ask that question of your own self. Does Jesus have authority in my life? Am I willing to live my life according to the way of the Lord? Do I really want Jesus to be at the center of my life? Do I want everything to revolve around Him? Do I take the time every day for some serious prayer so that I can learn more about Him and conform myself to Him? And if we can say yes to those things, then I highly recommend that you read the Gospels. Read them slowly, read them carefully, and listen to the words that Jesus speaks. Because if you're going to allow Him to have authority in your life, then you need to know what He's telling you. You need to allow that in so that it can change your life, so that you can be the person God created you to be. If you want fulfillment in your life, if you want to be truly happy in your life, it's only going to happen by being who God made you to be. All you have to do is look back over the years and ask yourself, how happy have all my sins made me? How happy has doing it my way made me? How fulfilled am I? We're not. We're not joyful. We're not fulfilled because we're not doing it God's way. If you've met anybody who's truly striving to live a holy life, they're joyful. They're fulfilled. They're not looking for anything else because Jesus has authority in their life. They're obedient to him, and they're striving to live their life according to the way that he teaches. So if that's what we're looking for, and I suspect all of us are, we're being lied to by all these other people who give us their opinions as to what's going to make us happy and fulfilled. And we've tried it. Let's admit it, we've tried it. And it doesn't fulfill. But there is one who has authority and who has told us that this is what's going to bring us fulfillment. And for whatever reason, we just look at that as an opinion instead of truth. And we let it go in one ear and out the other. And somehow we think that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's the one who created us. He's the one who redeemed us. He knows exactly what he's talking about. And what he spoke is the truth. So do we want the truth? Are we willing to be obedient? Are we actually willing to be astonished because there is a new teaching with authority, and allow him to have authority in my life?